You know that moment when you're trying to coordinate three different AI agents on the same feature and they're all stepping on each other's work? You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 174. I'm Izzo, and with me is Boone. Today, we're digging into Team Tasks, a Python CLI that actually solves multi-agent coordination without the usual orchestration nightmares.
I've been waiting for something like this. Yeah, every time I try to run agents in parallel, I end up with this mess of custom scripts and state tracking. What's the real problem this is solving?
Think about it from a product perspective. You want to ship a feature that needs API implementation, tests, docs, and security review. Right now, you either run agents sequentially, which is slow, or you try to coordinate them manually, which is chaos.
Right. And the coordination problem gets exponentially worse. You need dependency tracking, state management, and some way to handle when agent A finishes before agent B, but agent C needs both their outputs.
Exactly. So Team Tasks gives you three distinct coordination patterns: linear mode for simple sequential work, DAG mode for complex dependency graphs, and, this is clever, debate mode for multi-agent deliberation.
Okay, let's start with the DAG mode, since that's where the real complexity lives. How does the dependency resolution actually work?
So you define tasks with explicit dependencies using the add command. Like, you might have implement depend on both design and scaffold. The system builds a proper dependency graph and validates for cycles up front.
That's smart. It fail fast on circular dependencies. But the interesting part is dispatch. When you run ready, it returns all tasks whose dependencies are satisfied. So you can fire off multiple agents simultaneously.
And here's the product genius. When any task completes, the system automatically detects what gets unblocked downstream. No manual orchestration. You just keep polling ready and dispatching whatever comes back.
The depoutputs feature is crucial too. When a task becomes ready, it includes the actual output from its dependencies. So if agent A produces an API spec, agent B gets that spec as input, not just a notification that it's done.
Which brings us to the OpenClaw integration. This isn't just a standalone tool. It's designed as a skill for agent orchestration systems. The AGI dispatches through sessions, SHA, send, and tracks state through the CLI.
I love that they kept the core as a simple Python script with zero external dependencies. Just stdlib stores state as JSON files. You can drop this into any environment without dependency hell.
And the linear mode is actually brilliant for its simplicity. You define a pipeline order, like code agent, test agent, docs agent, and it auto-advances through stages, perfect for bug fixes or straightforward feature development.
But debate mode is where this gets really interesting. You send the same question to multiple agents with different roles, collect their positions, then run a cross-review phase where each agent sees the other's work.
It's like structured code review, but for any kind of decision. Security audit, architecture choice, even technical documentation. Each agent brings their perspective, then they review each other's findings.
The synthesis step is key. And you end up with all initial positions plus cross reviews in one place. You know, it means you're much better than trying to manually coordinate three different agent conversations.
From a market angle, this hits the sweet spot between simple task runners and full orchestration platforms. Teams that are outgrowing basic agent scripts, but don't want the complexity of Kubernetes-style orchestrators.
The CLI design is really well thought out. Commands like graph to visualize your DAG, log to add context during execution, history to see what happened. It feels like a proper development tool, not just a coordination layer.
And the status tracking is clean. Pending, in progress, done, failed, skipped. Simple state machine, but with enough granularity to handle real workflows. I'm giving this a solid A- for execution.
the error handling around common pitfalls is nice too. Like warning you that stage IDs are agent names, not numbers, or preventing you from adding debaters after rounds start. Those are the details that matter in production.
What's your take on the JSON storage approach? Some people might want a proper database.
Honestly, I think they made the right call. JSON files are debuggable, portable, and you can version control them. For agent coordination, you don't need ACID transactions. You need visibility and simplicity.
Plus, the environment variable override for storage location means you can adapt it to different deployment patterns, whether you're running locally or in a containerized environment.
This is definitely going on my weekend project list. I want to try the DAG mode with some ML pipeline coordination, maybe training, validation, and deployment agents working in parallel.
So here's what to go build next. First, clone the repo and try the linear mode with a simple 3-agent pipeline. Code, test, docs, something you can actually complete.
Second, experiment with the DAG mode, set up a project with real dependencies and watch how the ready command changes as tasks complete. The parallel dispatch pattern is the key insight here.
And third, if you're doing any kind of agent-based code review or decision-making, try debate mode. Start with two agents giving different perspectives on the same technical question. The OpenClaw integration docs are worth reading, even if you're not using that specific platform. The dispatch loop patterns apply to any agent orchestration system. This is the kind of tool that makes multi-agent development actually practical instead of just theoretically possible. We'll be